name of God, Abba, Ema, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. To become simple. A lifetime of challenges. I recognize that the gospel for today is incredibly irritating. I hear the grumblings and the groanings already in the congregation. You can't live that way. There's so much to worry about. There's so much to be anxious about. Why is Jesus even talking like that to us? And what's he say? Look at the birds. How are they doing? Watch the birds for a while, huh? And the flowers in the field. Even Solomon, at the height of his empire, wasn't dressed like one flower you've seen in our garden. Whew. And still we object. Okay. Well, St. Francis, when he traveled, when it come to nighttime, he'd just crawl in a ditch and he'd brush some leaves over himself and then he'd go to sleep. And I recognize that's a little more difficult with a family or four or five. But still, it's in the Bible, so absorb what you can from it. Francis was madly in love with the whole of creation because for him, it was these endless gifts of God and intimacy. He felt he was inside of the compassion of God, constantly nourishing him through all of these friends. And for Francis, it was personal and relational. And he does exactly what indigenous people have been doing for centuries. He says, brother sun, sister moon, brother fire, sister water, huh? They're all relatives, all relations, and we need this desperately today. Sister chickens, are you happy? Right? It's just, so the indigenous as well say, chicken people, tree people, rock people. Yes, that the connections are what's essential. Because we too are a part of creation. We are here to protect and nourish and delight in the creation. So, whatever brings peace to all of our friends in every regard and what honors their dignity is what we've been called to from the beginning of the creation story. Francis would go on retreat often to contemplate the town of Assisi, so ancient walled medieval city. Some of you have been there, yes? Some? Yeah, yeah. And it sits at the base of Mount Sabasio. And Francis and his friends would go up to the top. There were several caves up there, grottos, where they would retreat. And Francis was just a very small little place where he'd sit and pray and meditate and sleep. Today, a whole complex of buildings have now been built around it. And so lots of people come there to visit. And I got the advice when I was there some years ago, go early in the morning, beat the tourists. Okay, so I did, and I'd been there a couple of hours when the first tour group came through, and I could hear the tour guide, watch your heads, ladies and gentlemen, we're going down the stairs, they're very narrow, try not to bump anybody else. Here we are now, this is the cave where St. Francis would pray. He would sleep and eat here, and some of his best visions occurred while he was here in this cave. Has everybody gotten their photos in? Very good, we'll be exiting through the side door. There's a man sitting in the corner praying, try not to bump him. All right, let's go. It was hilarious. And it's the way most of us are living our lives, you know. Bucket list, check. Saw Francis. Move on. Wow. It's really something. It was just so precious in all in that moment. This pox at Bene is sort of the chief, I'll call it, phrase, formula that Francis and Franciscans have used for 8 centuries now. Literally translated peace and good, but in our time, the, I think, preferred phrase is everything good. Everything good. Isn't that just wonderful? Rick, everything good. Lori, everything good. For you, around you, with you in all of your days. Everything good, Arlene. Everything good. Isn't that wonderful? What if we began to practice that? You know, you don't even have to know people. You could be standing in line at Safeway. Everything good to you. Do you shop here often? Right? Try it for this next week. Family members, anybody you meet on the phone, everything good to you. It'll change your life. It'll change your life. Francis prayed at a particular small little chapel down in the valley. So you have to leave the town of Assisi and walk down this pathway, which has been covered with bricks, and every brick has on it Pace e Bene. So you're walking along thousands of bricks, and every step is everything good, everything good, everything good, everything good, and you are a changed person by the time you come to the chapel. So you can join us this afternoon at 4 o'clock for the Labyrinth Walk. That's what it's all about. Every step, everything good. Everything good. Everything good. At least try it once. Try it. This is the toughest thing about spiritual practices, is the first time you go, nah, that can't work. Try it. Everything good. Say to the people around you right now, just look at them in the eyes and tell them, everything good. Look at them. Yeah. Wow, it's nice to receive it too, isn't it? Yeah, everything good. My favorite church in Assisi is St. Stephen's. It's a 9th century all brick church, the most simple church I've ever seen in my life. Just bricks. It was really almost off-putting at first to go in there, and I love the legend which says that at the moment of his death, the bells at St. Stephen's began to toll spontaneously. Nobody ringing them, they just rang for themselves. Hours upon hours upon hours at the death of Francis, reminding people, will we ever, ever have someone among us like this again? In the piazza, they have lots of art at Assisi. It's been going on for years, indoors and outdoors. And my favorite was a sculpture appearing as alabaster or even marble of a woman, life-size, standing in the courtyard, who was pregnant. That just was really well done. But I happened to pass through that evening and saw that she was actually illuminated from within. Just a beautiful golden light of this woman standing there pregnant. It's just glorious. And her belly was the earth. You know that moon shot, right? She's carrying the earth in her belly. It was glorious. New life, renewed life, all about life. As Paul said to the Philippians, just try to love each other as best you can. Everything good. Everything good. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.